Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
I'm working with Coachee right now on her development of a new business. And she's moving from a role as executive director of a nonprofit into an entrepreneurial role where she's starting a new nonprofit. And so I am assisting her in evaluating the kinds of business questions she needs to be asking, how to assess her own capacity in developing the business, what capacity she needs to have outside. Frankly, this is drawing more on my own experience as an entrepreneur. We're not doing a 360 in this particular case, but more it's just regular weekly coaching sessions to help her stay on track in terms of her business plan and business goals. Another example I'm working with right now, another senior manager or senior director of a company where his challenge is looking at managing lots and lots of people and wanting to move up to the next level of senior leadership. And he is really feeling challenged by how to maintain lots of communication with his folks, with his people, while needing to devote more time to outside stuff, being with customers, being managing up with his bosses. So we're working with him on how much communication is necessary with his people and how to make sure that they are feeling well cared for while he is cultivating customers and cultivating relationships with his bosses. So those are a couple of examples. I could go on and on. There are really almost as many examples as there are people out there, because every organization has different dynamics and different complexities. I remember working with a New York bank in which I was coaching several executives in the bank, and one of the key coaching questions there for a leader was the political management of relationships with the bank's other senior leadership and just how effective he can be as a team member on the one side as well as a leader of a large investment bank on the other side. So that was a challenge for him, and we worked hard on his peer-to-peer communication. I would never be the one setting the goal for an executive. But let me give you an example. So I worked one time with a woman who was the head of a nonprofit who came to me challenged by working with the COO. Her COO and she were in conflict. And so in working with her, she felt that the most important thing was to figure out how could she communicate more effectively with the COO. She thought it was just a communication problem. In reality, it was a structural problem. She had delegated too much authority to the COO and was, as a result, in conflict with her over authority to make decisions for the company. So I helped her set a goal of reestablishing appropriate boundaries of delegation to her COO. And as a result, things got much, much better.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.